Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Medical Report, and we have Bob Vineyard here from Pure Water Systems. And by the way, if you're not drinking pure waters, and I'm just going to use my little outtake here of a dialogue that I would say would be a theoretical dialogue between Captain James T. Kirk. You know, there's always a little space there. He'd leave in an airspace, right? A pregnant airspace. And then Spock from Vulcan. Captain, why don't you drink clean, pure water system water? Well, Spock, I've been drinking gravity water through a ceramic filter for years, and the only problem I have is my nails are turning purple. Captain, if you drank pure water, you wouldn't have purple nails, would you? People don't understand, as you're drinking this water, you're feminizing yourself. You're absorbing radiotoxins. If you have, for example, chemotherapy, you're told, don't drink the water. People say, well, what do you mean I can't drink the water? Well, a lot of the water in almost every city, like, for example, Denver, Colorado, not only has radiotoxins. I had an interesting story, which I had told a few years ago, but I'll repeat it now. I had worked taking care of the water authority and the uranium plant, which is up near the water table of the water collection area in the mountains near Colorado, near Denver. And it turned out the Schwarzman mine, which is the highest concentration, highest grade uranium in North America, even not as big as the one in Saskatchewan, but big. And those tailings were actually getting at the water supply, and it would go off to end up in a lake called the Livingston Lake Reservoir, north of Denver. And one of my really smart chemical people decided that, yes, the water was radioactive because he did some testing. So he decided to put 120 pounds of charcoal in this basement and do a nonlinear charcoal, just ran the water through it and filter it. And he had some people bang, bang, bang on his door one day, and they came in with, you know, SWAT team, hammered him to the ground, pinned him down, zip-tied him and cuffed him and everything. And what are you doing? You got a nuclear weapon down here. All he was doing is filtering the water from Stanley Lake. And that, you know, people say, no, Dr. Deagle, it's not that bad. No, I said, it's even worse. I said, we had Superfund sites right in Colorado, right in the city, that the radioactive waste was just blowing around. Nobody was paying attention. And when I mentioned to some of my guys working at CECOM, say, don't test it, don't touch it, and don't report it, Deagle, or you're just going to be bad. So, if you think I'm making this stuff up, go toe-to-toe with me and think that you can say something about my experiences that are not open to your damned opinion. Okay? So, this is real nasty. When this guy's pinned to the floor because they think he has a nuclear weapon or he's got radioisotopes, because they scanned over, they bring a helicopter over every city in America, and also in the West, by the way, New Zealand, Australia, Europe. They scan over every city for not only space, but low-altitude helicopters and airplanes to see if anybody is carrying scintillating material. And they thought this guy was harboring a bomb because he filtered the water. What do you think of that? So if you're drinking the regular water, like my dialogue between Spock and, and Captain James T. Kirk. You should realize any other inferior system, you are going to get, I'm just being funny here, purple nails, but no, maybe you're going to get cancer, maybe you're going to get an autoimmune disease, or maybe you're going to get neurodegeneration and start drooling because you don't know your mama or your grandkids' names. What do you think?
Well, you're absolutely right, Dr. Bill. It's, you know, the research keeps pouring in all the time that even the contaminants that are regulated are oftentimes very outdated. For example, recent research reports showed that nitrates, for example, cause a blue baby syndrome. We know you don't want nitrates in your water.
Right.
Also is linked with increased colorectal cancer. Now, the standard for nitrates in the water is 10 parts per million. And that standard was established in 1991. It's totally outdated. Recent research shows that increased levels of colorectal cancer when at levels that are half the current legal standard. And in Europe, it's 50 parts per million. So, you know, these just because something's regulated doesn't mean that you're going to be safe. You know, your government, that your water district is required to monitor these standard contaminants and do somewhat frequent testing, and they're under no legal obligation to tell you if it's found in the water and it's not regulated. They don't have to tell you about it.
Well,
outdated.
Well, you have to understand, the worst thing that happened to America were lawyers and politicians. Politicians being many bloodsuckers. And the lawyers are fanatically close to liar, because rather than upholding the law in the process of proper, we call the delegation of authority from the Creator God to us as sovereigns, to our regulators, if you want to call it, and to the people who are supposed to protect us, they have non-scientists and political politicians and people that don't want to tick off industry. So they don't want to say, hey, we got 7,000 chemicals, you got to stop releasing this. We're not talking about putting zillions of regulations to shut down industry like Obama did and others. We're talking about becoming aware that you don't have potable clean water when it comes to your home. And if you use one of these other water systems, whether it's a Berkey or another system, it doesn't completely clean the water. It only partially does. In fact, these systems usually work a little bit to start with, and then they work less and less. Now, our system, pure water system, is unique. It creates lab water, which means if you did an experiment, you're not going to screw it up with toxic chemicals to screwing up the enzymatic processes and the chemical tests you're doing. So it has a linear charcoal, the best RO membrane, and then an ion exchange resin. And at the end of these three processes, all you got left is water molecules. In fact, they're so excited, these little water molecules, they crawl over each other and form little spikes. That's why I call them angel cubes in your refrigerator. We got a new, our old refrigerator died in our kitchen, so we got a new one. We have two refrigerators. And the KitchenAid we have in there, it's funny. You look at these ice cubes, and I call them angel cubes. They look different. They kind of little crystalline lines to them, almost like they're like diamonds. And then they got these little spikes on them. It's weird, isn't it?
Well, I am always measuring the ones in my refrigerator. The longest I've got now is about 1.75 inches long. They're little needles that just come right out of the top of your ice cube. It's like, how did my ice cube grow needles? And it only happens in the absolutely purest water, because if you've got minerals or contaminants in the water, then the water molecules aren't going to be able to do this kind of magical thing where they grow little spikes right out of the top of them. It's the coolest thing ever. But the most important thing is, you know, think about it, people. If your water isn't pure enough to form little spikes, then what's it doing in your body? Because the role of water in your body is just to be H2O. It's not to be other things. Sure, it's a transportant, a lubricant, and carries away toxins. I always tell people water's important not for what it brings, but for what it carries away. And so the goal is, put pure water in your body so your body can do the job of detoxification through the natural processes that, you know, was programmed by the Creator. you know, the Creator came up with lots of really cool things about the way the body works, and we're discovering them all the time. But one thing we know, if you put contaminants in there, you're going to screw it up. And so, you know, don't be the filter. Get a filter so that you're not being a filter. You don't want to be a filter. Your body's already filtering out enough crap from the environment. So don't add to it by drinking nasty water. Just drink pure water. And, you know, I was thinking about, gosh, if I was going to bottle this, what would be my label? It would be like, you know, yep, just water. You know, it's not essential that it's magical. It's essential that it's pure.
Yeah, exactly. And if you're not drinking clean water, like that dialogue was between Spock and Captain James T., don't get purple nails, don't get cancer or lose your vision or become impotent as a male or get breast cancer because you're absorbing toxins that go to your breast tissue and gets bioconcentrated. Did you know that bioconcentration in glandular tissue is just natural? So if you drink toxins, you concentrate.
Most of you know.
Welcome back, and I have right on my desk, I have my big jug, I have what's called a 32-ounce Aladdin cup, and of course I have all my fancy powders in there. I have Brain Mag and our vitamin mineral mix and all kinds of cool stuff. But guess what? The water and the ice cubes in there are pure water, ice cubes, and water. It is amazing. And once you have this, you go, whoa, I never knew water tasted like that. It really is, and people don't realize that there's a lot of notices out now about plastic and bottled water or contaminants, or even a lot of the bottling companies still add fluoride. Did you know that? For example, the companies that make Coca-Cola and Pepsi-Cola and so on, they still put fluoride in their bottled water. It often has formaldehyde and other things, of course, to make sure that the bugs and things don't grow in their water, but they're not clean, are they?
No, it was just a few years back that in Great Britain they made them stop producing bottled water, Coca-Cola, because they were putting bromates in the water and it was reacting with other things in the water and creating carcinogens. And so, you know, there's only one way to solve the problem. That's purify the water right before you use it. And the best way to do that with a point-of-use purification systems, with one of the BEV systems from Pure Water Systems, Dr. Bill, you've always been so gracious to your listeners, give them a 10% discount. Granted, our systems are a little more expensive than, some of the ones, certainly more expensive than the crappy ones you're going to find from China at a big box store like Home Depot. But the goal is... You know, the goal is you invest in an appliance just like you invest in a refrigerator. You invest in a new appliance. You invest in a water purification system. This is not a little gimmicky thing you snap on your faucet that, makes the water taste a little better because it ran through a carbon filter and fools you into thinking you're doing something good for yourself. Our systems are robust, the most robust water purification system on the planet. It's actually like a hybrid, tri-brid design. Granular activated carbon, reverse osmosis, deionization, plus membrane filters, additional membrane filters, make sure we remove bacteria.
And by the way, when you purchase your additional filters, put in the code NMED. We'll get credit. And when you put in your NMED code when you purchase the system, you're going to get 10% off, so why not do it? Go through the link on Shop Buy Products, go down to Pure Water Systems, or if you call, use the code NMED, and you're going to save 10%. So these systems are Nutrimed. Yeah.
Yep. So save 10%. Get yourself invest in a pure water appliance, something that's going to last you a very long time. Our systems are designed to last. You replace the filters on a regular basis as per our recommendations. We're going to stand behind that system as long as you own it. If you got a problem or something like that, we're quick to take care of it. Every once in a while, I'd say in the last 15 years now we've been selling these systems, I probably only had to have maybe 5 systems ever returned to the factory to solve a problem that we weren't able to diagnose over the telephone. So if there is a problem, people are here to answer your call. Actual live people, you don't have to go through a telephone tree and dig your way down to try to find somebody in customer service who's, oh, by the way, he's not here, so he can't help you. So, you know, at Pure Water Systems, we are a small manufacturer dedicated to providing you and your family the absolute purest water. We stand behind our product. Dr. Bill's been recommending our product now for over a decade. He's been using our system himself. He's got several in his home. You know, solve the problem. Drink the purest water. Stop drinking these perchlorates and nitrates.
And by the way, don't second guess Dr. Deagle. I'm sick and tired of people flogging, gravity systems or your ceramic systems and so on, and telling the public that it's safe, the water's safe, and has all the crap out of it. It doesn't. And what's disturbing to me is that we have non-functional medicine doctors. I'm including also even not only the public, which are completely ignorant, but these so-called non-functional medicine doctors, MDs, DOs, chiropractors, naturopaths, and so-called nutritional experts. And then they go and flog and sell these things, which are inferior, and there's so much toxins in the water now, it's crazy. They came over with a notice last week, remember the Rothschilds, that there's radioactivity in your wine in Northern California? Look. The radiation from Fukushima Daiichi, which, by the way, is TEPCO, which is an umbrella company, all the service companies that work under them are American. And none of the presidents, including the current one, Trump, is dealing with this issue. No one's actually shutting the damn thing down or doing things like I came up with a proposal about 5 years ago, how to actually stop the neutron flux and the lava lamp underground firing off neutrons. So if you fly over Fukushima, you can see neutron beams into the air, which oxidize the air and form blue beams like you're at the big open stadium up in Los Angeles when they have a stage act or whatever. People don't understand this, that we have yahoos that are our governors and our regulators and our other people, and there's all these marketing maniacs out there telling you garbage, that they don't know what they're talking about, whether it's vitamins or nutritionals. They don't know snot. And what's disturbing is they'll tell you, take this system, it's good, it's cheap, it's this and that. You're just salving your own anxiety, saying, well, I've taken the right supplement or I've taken a good water filter, and you're not. You're still absorbing enough toxins that 5, 10, 20 years from now, you're going to have a horrifying guy, look, a doctor or health professional, look over his glasses and say, I'm sorry, lady, you've got breast cancer. I'm sorry, you've now going, your relative is becoming demented because they accumulated biotoxins. They're not going to say that, but if you actually took a chunk of their body, let's say their breast, after they got breast cancer, they're bioconcentrating these things thousands of times. What do you think is going to happen if you drink garbage? It's GIGO, garbage in, garbage out, right? You know the old GIGO thing?
Stop using these cheap filters that get rid of one or two contaminants. And there's one thing they're really good at getting rid of. They're really good at getting money out of your wallet. That's one thing they filter very, very well.
In other words, there's called a green filter. They filter the money out of your wallet.
That's it. So, you know, stop using those things that you know, give you a false sense of security. They filter money out of your wallet. Get yourself the best quality water purification system that's out there. Do yourself and your family the ultimate favor and ensure that at least one pathway in your environment is purified, and that's the water you drink, the water you cook with, the water you wash your vegetables with, the water you boil your noodles with. I mean, who goes to the store and gets bottled water? You don't see people opening up a bunch of those bottles to put them into a kettle so they can boil their noodles. You know, you never see that. But that's the kind of place that you have increased exposure to these contaminants. Now it's also in the food you eat. So, you know, solve the problem. Use the promo code NutriMed. Save 10%. And get yourself a water purification system that makes you have the true peace of mind that you've actually done the right thing for yourself, for your health, for your family, for your children's health, and that you can rest assured that, you know, whatever contaminant shows up in the water, or if the government says, oh, by the way, sorry, you know, that perchlorate stuff that we said we were going to regulate back in 2011, we finally came up with a standard, and guess what? Everybody in the country's above the standard. So, sorry, you've been drinking it for the last 20 years. Well, we took our time figuring out how much is safe. You know,
right.
So don't expose yourself to that nonsense. Just drink pure water. Use the promo code NutriMed to save 10%.
Absolutely. Don't be the filter. Get the best filter you can get, which is going to give you 100% clean drinking and wash and bathing water. Pure Water Systems, don't get second best. Get only the one that's going to save your health and your future.
Heart-related health.
Report. We have Sean here from Les EMF.
That's right.
So, Sean, we're having a lot of success with our epigenetic frequency antenna systems and be able to broadcast the actual atomic frequencies to stimulate your DNA to make messenger RNA to make proteins and enzymes. We also have ability to block electromagnetic pollution. I got to tell you the story of what happened when I had my shield from my computer. I just got my computer back. I had it first built 2 years ago. Had to be rebuilt several times. This latest time, we RMA'd every part in the computer, so other than the actual shell and the Samsung 4 and 2 terabyte hard drives, everything's new. Believe it or not. So I put the shield over the top, and of course the top part of the shield was blocking the air vents. So I figured out a way of just opening up the slip on the side and putting two of my exercise balls, the little spiky air exercise balls in the top, and it's happy because it got a little hot. But
I was going to say, all I had to do was cut a slit there. It would have been fine.
Yeah, well, I did a trick here. What it is, I just put these exercise balls in the top and open up the whole side, which is away from me. So I'm not getting blasted with electrical pollution frequencies from my big custom-made supercomputer. It's working fine, it's happy, and it's not hot. And it's not blasting me, which is cool.
Excellent.
And with my headphones, I got little headphones right here. In fact, I'm going to reach out and grab them right now. What you have here is really cool. I have the little attachment to go to my cell phone. It has a little special bus so that it connects it. But these radiation-free headphones are neat. They've got a little air tube that goes about, 6 inches to the point where the actual frequencies are generated on the left and right ear buds. And you don't get blasted with radiation. I see people walking around with cell phones all the time, and I'm thinking, you're crazy. Why are you doing that? You're crazy. And they actually are walking around with either those wireless little buds that don't even have a head thing attached because they're attached wirelessly to some little box in their pocket or their purse. And they're blasting their middle ear, their eighth cranial nerve, and their temporal lobe of their brain, which is the broken motor speech area, and they don't get it, do they?
They don't.
There's no need for it. And the same with smart meters. Not only don't have a smart meter on your home, but block your home from being exposed to, if you're nearby, if your house is close to other houses, put a blocking wall up so that you don't blast to get the blasted radiation from your next-door neighbor. I mean, especially if you're in an apartment building where they have a big bank of these damn smart meters, and one in so many of these smart meters is a big mega sucker that's blasting a lot of radiation. I talked to the San Diego Gas Electric, and they were trying to tell me BS. Well, it only does it 4 times a day. I said, you know what, you're liars, because I got a machine from Les EMF, and I put it from Germany, and I pointed at these meters, and it's firing off every 7 seconds. Well, how do you know that, Dr. Deagle? Says, because it tells me. Boom, it's going on. And it goes over 2,000 microwatts per square meter, which is not happy for my DNA and my ion channels. Well, what do we do about that? I said, you're not putting a smart meter on my home. Are you delaying it? I said, you missed that class in grade 3, the word never. You never learned the word never in grade 3. Do you like that? And then they were threatening me legally. I said, you know what? I'll sue your lawyer and don't show up or I'm going to come out armed and dangerous. You're not threatening us. So I said, no, I'm guaranteeing it. You will not put a smart meter on my home at point of death, period. Legally, I'll go after you, but if you're stupid enough to try to send up a tech to put it on my home, and people need to understand that, you need to get really angry over them. In places they don't have a lot of political manipulation, like Saskatchewan, and you've outlawed them because they cause fires. They cause electrical fires in your wiring of your home. They also screw up and send surges down the power lines that can screw up electronic equipment. So people need to start grasping this, don't they? They realize they're being what I call 327 million guinea pigs. And the latest is increasing frequencies and power of these cell phones, Wi-Fi networks, smart meters, and so on, and the regulatory pinheads and politicians like Donald Trump, who authorized January 8th, 2018, he authorized 5G networks everywhere. Luckily, even knuckleheads like Governor Brown here in California said, we're not doing it here. But people like Elon Musk want to put 12,000 of these things over the Earth so they have low Earth orbit network. And you can be in the middle of the Atacama Desert in South America in the plains where there's not an individual for 100 miles, and you can still get 5G. I think that's nuts, don't you?
Absolutely.
Yeah, it's nuts. And, of course, it's the idea to turn the world into the Matrix, because without 5G, you cannot turn the world into a Matrix. Do you know that? Now, I personally think we need fiber optics everywhere, and we should go back to the old-style phone booths so people talk privately. You know, I think it's really obscene in a restaurant or a public place where people walk around talking like they're schizophrenic, talking to their good friend that's invisible, and talking about obscene things that are private. You know, it's like, are you kidding me? These people are talking so loud, it's like they think that nobody else is around. There's no walls, there's no booth, and they're in the middle of an airport or a shopping center or a grocery store, and they're talking, jabbering on like, you know, hey, I'm talking to my crazy friend. It's weird, isn't it?
Very.
And, of course, I'm old enough to have known, I lived in a world before this that would be considered, this is a sign of schizophrenia and psychosis. I call it e-schizophrenia. Do you like that? Electronic schizophrenia. E-schizophrenia. So tell us about the other equipment. You have clothing that can block radiation. A lot of people say only about a third of people actually are aware enough that they actually know they have symptoms. But if you do a scanning EM, somebody's skin or brain tissue or whatever, you find 100% of all living things are negatively affected by electrotoxins, aren't they? Electrical fields, magnetic fields that interfere with cellular communication. This is not open to opinion. You might have a different opinion. Stuff your opinion. I'm not interested. Okay? It's over. Discussion's over. This is facts. We're not going to, and even they try to hide this stuff. The state of California actually accepted the facts, I think last year, that cell phones cause cancer. Oh, no, you can't say it's a stage 2, you know, a type 2 cancer inducer. Of course you can't. It's in the science. It's science. It's not open to opinion anymore. It's over.
Yeah.
But I put the cell phone inside my hand when I'm talking to my mom or my kid, or I sleep on it. And how many of these millennial kids are sleeping on their cell phone because they've been text messaging with their thumbs going like crazy, and they sleep on it with even maybe sleep sounds going on, you know, like the beach. And it's on the other side of their pillow, and there's like 6 inches from their skull. And they go, oh, this is great, man. I love the beach sounds. I'm thinking, you're crazy. You're blasting yourself with radiation while you're trying to sleep, and you're trying to induce your stem cells to come out. What do you think of that? Isn't that a crazy world we live in?
That's absolutely out there, but I have something for that.
Yeah, tell us.
A pillowcase made out of shielded material.
Right. So if you had a shielded pillowcase, you could put the cell phone on the other side, even if it wasn't. And you have material. I had in my cell phone, and I got a new case here recently. I have the blocking material. You sent me the clean blocking material on the back of it, so it doesn't block me from receiving signals if I have it near my body. So if I want it near my body, I put the back of the phone toward me, and the outside will still receive signal if I'm walking around and I want it to receive it. That way, I'm not getting blasted on one side of the phone while the phone can still receive signal. And then I use my little wireless headset. I usually use the wire, you know, the speakerphone. But if I want to use it, I've got my radiation-free headset. It's these little things that add up. Okay, the first thing you get there, if you go to our shop buy products thing, and I want to go down through this so people get an idea. Go to NutraMedical.com, go down to Less EMF. It's all alphabetical now. My wife's made it nice and neat. And you go down to Less EMF, and you'll see four main links that you're going to find on there. It says electrosmog, and it shows a little one sleeping on their pillow. It shows a big tower with all kinds of microwave antennas and everything on them. And then you'll see down there four links. The first one is the home survey kit. That takes you directly to the home survey kit rated on Less EMF. And that kit is, $444.80. And it gives you three different meters that even if you're not electronically inclined, this will scream at you if something's bad going on. So go over that. Then we have the less EMF electrosmog shielded clothing section that takes you directly to less EMF. There's a direct link so that people know that the credit came from us, so we get some small commission on trying to get people to get their proper protection. Then we have the less EMF, the full site, which actually brings the entire site, which is huge. And you get a book, by the way, when you order it, you get one of these catalogs that shows you all the stuff you have in its lots.
Yeah, we don't want the computer for too long.
No. And then, of course, the last one is a smart meter shielding kit. And I have this up separately because it takes you to that place, because people say, well, I'm living in an apartment building, I'm living in a house, my next-door neighbor's got one of these damn smart meters. If you get, I have a real fancy one, I have a gigahertz solution, so you have the big long antenna, about 8 inches long, 10 inches long, and you aim it toward your neighbors, and our neighbors to our house by down about 100 feet from our... We had a caller, actually, in the last hour. It was really interesting. He wanted to know from Ohio about the epigenetic frequencies. Now, I'm in the process of patenting the technologies for generation and application of these, and they apply not only to humans but all the life forms. Now, if we look at comments that are attributed to Einstein called the colony collapse disorder, and he made the statement many years ago that when the bees go, we have 4 years. In other words, 4 years of gruel before you die of starvation. Now, pollinating insects are destroyed by electropollution, and there's three, basically four toxins that I'm looking at that are probable, we call suspect dangers that are most likely the culprits. The first one is electropollution. In every little bee brain, there's a thing called magnetite. And by the way, there's magnetites in your pineal gland, which attaches your pineal gland not only to your hypothalamus and pituitary to regulate your sleep-wakefulness cycle and release of melatonin, but also your stem cells, and all your regulations for all your hormones in your body. But it also connects, the pineal gland connects to your soul. Believe it or not, your higher self is connected through magnetite. So if you screw it up, you don't only get calcification of the choroid plexus of your brain. In fact, I read an article today that they're talking about using the choroid plexus from piggies, because pigs are very close to our biology, and we don't need to get into that now. But the fact is, you can take the choroid plexus and transplant it to people with Parkinson's disease, and it'll help. Now, it's not the best help, but they'll do anything surgical if they can make buco bucks and charge $100,000 or $200,000 to try to help somebody, rather than the idea that, hey, maybe you got that because you were talking 3 hours a day on a cell phone, getting Parkinson's disease. What do you mean, Doc? You mean cell phones are dangerous? I'm thinking, you're an idiot. The only thing that's going to help you out of this world is the Darwin effect. You're going to be taken out of the gene pool. People say, Dr. Deagle, I remember arguing with a physicist about 10 years ago, roughly, at the old Watergate Hotel for the A4M conference at that time in Virginia. And this PhD physicist and his wife, who's an environmental doctor from Ontario, Canada, came up, and he was laughing after my lecture on the good, the bad, and the ugly about scalar pollution causing not only DNA breaks, but having epigenetic negative effects on the body, jamming cellular communication and enzyme induction into cellular proteins. And this is based on my research back at that time, going back 30 years. Now it's almost 40 years. And he was like, well, non-ionizing radiation doesn't do damage. And I said, well, you know, and I went through a bunch of facts. And he was a pretty tall guy, about 6'2". But by the time I finished talking to him in 20 minutes, his wife was laughing so hard I think she was going to get a hernia. And he went from 6'2" to 3'6". He was now a dwarf, an intellectual and physical dwarf. Isn't that funny? So I have a dwarf induction talent. So if you disagree with me and you have good questions, I'll build you up. You'll be a giant. But if you disagree and you don't have facts or science, and unfortunately I see a lot of the younger people nowadays, they're more like lemmings. They kind of pierce their body the same way. They walk the same way. They do the same thing on cell phones with their thumbs going like crazy. I find the people more and more regimented and not even thinking. They had to walk around with their cell phone on the side of their head all the time, or they got earbuds in with these wireless earbuds that go like about an inch below their ear, and it's hanging. And they said, where the hell's the wire? And it's a little wireless thing in their pocket. They got these cell phones and other things sitting 4 inches from their testicles, and they wonder why they're starting to become a girl. They're getting, as Arnold Schwarzenegger says, I don't want you to become a girly man, but bearing the cell phone by your testicles is not going to help. What do you think?
That's good.
Pretty good. Hey, I do a good, pretty good Arnold, I think. Arnold's a good guy. I like him. He's worried about environment. He doesn't fully understand it. But again, remember, when you're working with too much weights and you hit yourself in the head, you can't be as smart as you think you are. Especially if you fry your neurons and break your blood-brain barrier. People say, oh, you can't prove the blood-brain barrier is broken. You're talking to Deagle. I can do organic acid tests. I can do a digital thermogram of your head and show within 4 minutes of an adult and 2 minutes of a child using a cell phone, your blood-brain barrier is broken down by sticking a damn thing on the side of your head listening to somebody talk to you. That's not a long talk, is it?
No.
So those four links. You go to Nutramedical, go down to Less EMF, takes you to the pages. If you have questions, call the guys there. What's the phone number to call to get some advice? And again, you guys are in the East Coast, so you're close by about 5 o'clock, I think, Monday to Friday. So you want to call earlier. If you go to the website, just drop an email and say, hey, I got this question. I listened to the show. I want to do X, Y, Z. And then you guys will call back and get it. You're the premier store, not just in North America, but the world. World leader. You're the world leaders of this. And people say, well, why are you doing it?
Deagle, we got your code, too. So
Right. Listeners
can give us the code, Deagle5. Get a little cash off.
Right. They get $5 off for every time they either buy online or buy by call. Deagle5, and of course, as it goes through the links, mention, too, that when you're calling in, that you got the referral from Nutramedical, so we get a little small commission for any sales we send you, because it helps to keep us on the air and helps you guys continue to get exposure without having to pay giant advertising bills, which is nice. I want you guys to succeed, and I want people to succeed out there, and eventually I want to get rid of this so-called idea of broadcasting high-intensity frequencies in the air. I think everybody should have fiber optics. I think that's ridiculous. You get higher speeds, you get better things, and even these little lights, you can have a light-emitting diode thing in your ceiling that's not going to irradiate you, that can only transmit to your cell phone or your computer inside your house. But everything should be fiber optics. I think it's crazy what we have, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, this is just too much wireless.
Too much wireless. It's crazy.
It's dangerous. There's something wrong.
Well, the problem is we have doctors like Sam Millam. Well, I'll try to get back on. He's very busy lately, but he's in his like, 70s. He's been doing this for so many years, walking all over the country with his oscilloscopes. And he can slap them on your home and tell you just how you're being fried. Like, you know, as they say, I used a joke last week again. Don't be a beaker frog. Go to Less EMF. You know, don't be an electromagnetic beaker frog. It was, you know, funny. Actually, last week I got a new barbecue, and my wife would go, I opened it up and go, ah! And she saw one of these little tiny tree toads, you know, we call hallucinogenic tree toads, could live in Southern California. And it jumped down, and we had never even barbecued yet, but it managed to crawl into the edge of my barbecue, and it was small, and got itself kind of wedged in between there, so it was dead. But people don't realize that these frogs are like people now. They're getting them explosive stuff that's cooking their DNA in their cells, and they're totally unaware because there's no taste or smell associated with the toxic effects of this stuff.
That's right.
You know, if you could smell the smell of burning brain tissue, when you put a cell phone inside your head, you say, bad, man, bad, bad, get away from my head. Or you put your hand in the flame, it hurts, you pull your hand out of the flame. You can't tell that with electropollution, can you?
No, there's only one way to detect it, and that's using meters.
Yeah, that's why I think one of the ones, and I came up with this idea before, you guys need what I have. I think I'm going to patent on this, I call it voice-a-cons. And you guys need to put voice-a-cons on your little warning equipment, so you have a little voice-a-con, a little gizmo that goes on the side of it. So when it gets a certain point in the meter, it'll go, yeah, you're cooking, you're hot. You know, like the old common thing when you're playing games with your kids, you know, at a party or a birthday? You're hot, you're really hot, you're very hot. How about you're cooking, you're hot, now you can't jump out of the beaker. And if the meter would tell you that, it would be pretty funny, but it would probably get people to kind of get a wake-up call to realize, oh my gosh, I'm living literally as a beaker frog in an electromagnetic boiling world.
Hey, man, if you patent that, I will sell it.
Yeah, well, I'm thinking of doing it. I'm thinking that's a good idea, you know, what I call voice-a-cons, where you get, and I would want to have quips from people that are really good at making voices. like I do some, but I would get some other people that are Hollywood stars, whatever, and we do a voice account that might be like a 5-second, 10-second quip. And then just, you know, whenever a certain thing happens, whether it's good or bad, you can have some, you know, high five thing or whatever. You get a voice icon, like, you know, like these emoticons, and it would tell you. And I like to see all the warning meters don't just have a little bar that moves along, gets redder, or sometimes it has a sound go, you know, when it makes that crazy sound like, hey, when I got my gig air solution, I turned it on our stovetop about 3 years ago before I got rid of the damn thing. We had it only a few weeks. And I walked in the room with the thing turned off. And as I walked in the room, I pointed the gig air solution toward the antenna, toward the cooktop. And we have a giant kitchen. It's probably like 40 feet by 20 feet. And I walked in and I pointed toward this cooktop in the center island that goes, it's screaming at me, you're going to die. I'm thinking the way it's screaming at me, you're going to die, Deagle. I'm thinking, damn it. People don't know this, do they? If they think they're going to hear this on some other show by somebody who thinks they know, forget it. You're going to hear it on Notre Medical only. And the only place to go for this electronic equipment in the world is Les EMF. If they want to call you, they can give you a ring, right? 518-608-6479. Mention Deagle 5 and you can save $5. And also mention you came from Notre Medical. Go through the link is the best way. Just go to Shop Buy Products under NutriMedical.com. Stay right there, Shop will get rebooked. Scott Adams is coming on. He seems to be lately regular. He's the Ninja News and Analyst from Red State Talk Radio, CEO, Techomaniac, top expert there. He's got some new revelations of what's going on in your geopolitical world, as they say, to unveil the hellishness and stupidity of our current geopolitical melee. How's that? Okay. So do you want to...
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritional meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.